standards of living now seem so high that it's hard to see past the buildings that crowd our sky. And I know maybe there's something here that I can change. I'm gonna start standing around, watch, yell and scream and sing. I'd like to crawl into the earth, make my home under the leaves, 'cause my passions lie deep in those walls, the ones that all the highway construction human, and our hearts can vary between sidewalk and grass, and I can respect the concrete and the buildings, but I want some of my true home back. I want some of my
Courtyard Gallery open mic. We do this every Thursday night. This is the True Home open mic podcast produced at the Courtyard Gallery every Thursday between 9 and midnight. We thank the Courtyard Gallery very much, 9 Walnut Street in downtown Asheville, North Carolina, for sponsoring us here. Let's give a round of applause to Carlos in the gallery for taking care of such good care of us. I'd like to mention a few of our sponsors. Top Floor Studios, Meet the Geeks, and the Media Arts Project, which are topfloorstudios.com, meetthegeeks.net, and themap.org. Thank you very much to them for their generous assistance and technical support. Also, we have an interesting new sponsor today. This is going to be interesting. All right, you people out there in podcast land, listen very carefully, because the first 5 people to email us at purplecoca@aol.com, that's purplecoca @aol.com, will receive a free rafting trip at the famous New River Gorge in West Virginia, courtesy of Rivers Resort. It includes camping, free lunch, and a free beer, and a trip down the river. Thanks very much to them. So the first 5 people out there in the podcast land to email us at purplecoca@aol.com are going to win one of those trips. So cool. And thanks to the Rivers Resort for doing that. I'm just going to go ahead and start us off on some didgeridoo, since I haven't done that in a few weeks, actually. And we'll get into the list after that.
Yeah. Me and Jarrett are going to play a song by the Beatles. This one is called Within You, Without You. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was, of course, Within You, Without You by the Beatles. George Harrison, to be precise.
Let's give it up for Flint one more time.
Flintblade.com. Go check it out. We'll give him a minute to clear his gear out of the way, and then we're going to have Matt Mulder up here.
I got several books here. Last, I guess it was 2 weekends ago, I was reading at Malaprops, and my wife was sitting in the audience, and she said, why don't you ever promote the books that you're reading from? So I've got books here to promote if you're interested. Late Night Writing was published several years ago. It's still available on Powell's.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Malaprops.com, and as well as in the store. So if you're interested, pick up a copy. I'll read a couple poems from that. A couple weeks back, Jarrett mentioned there will never be any censoring on this podcast, which is very cool. But I had a dilemma with a friend of mine at Malaprops as we were looking at the banned books display. How many of you have been to Malaprops recently? Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. You walk in the front door, you see the banned books display as soon as you walk in the door. And they have a holiday gift card, which I thought was very funny. A friend of mine, we were both discussing this with our agnostic viewpoints, and we're looking, why is it that these banned books promote, you know, don't censor me, and so they're promoting these banned books, and yet they censor Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas. In fact, I don't even think they're celebrating winter solstice, but I thought it was curious. It's one of my favorite bookstores, but we had a dilemma there in the very front of Malaprops. So in honor of that dilemma, I'm going to read a Christmas poem, which really doesn't have anything to do with Christmas except for that it happened at that time of the year. It's called The Saturday Before Christmas. Fast food on a Saturday before Christmas with mother and sister. A lot of travelers today. You can see it in their eyes. You can hear it in the drone of the automobile and their voice. I'll have a jumbo combo meal, a happy meal, a chicken combo, and a supersized special, please. Is that all? Yep. The traveler says abruptly, as if he had punched the brakes at an unexpectedly quick traffic light. More out-of-town plates pull up to the joint. More weary travelers tumble out of their four doors and into the crowded restaurant. A haggard man behind mother smashes a cigarette into a dirty tin tray, stands up, pats his coat pockets, and grabs his food tray, and puts on his cap in one single movement. He vanishes into the crowd of people requesting food. It's about time to go, says mother, as if dad were here. Slipping into her coat, mother says, your brother's going to take us to the airport so we can go home. My sister laughs oddly, as if it were a joke. Where is home? With dad or with brother? We say our goodbyes at the airport after their luggage is checked. Mother cries a bit. Sister looks at her shoes. I look at the time on my cell phone. It's Saturday afternoon, the Saturday before Christmas. I'm going to read one more selection from this book, Late Night Writing. Just finished up an essay that questions home. What is home? And why is it that we all think that we need to be someplace to call home? And if we actually find that place, why do we feel like we need to move somewhere else? So I've been exploring that in poetry for quite a few years, and I'm going to read, this is actually an interview, which really isn't an interview. How many are familiar with Deborah Crooks, singer-songwriter out of San Francisco? Yeah, she's selling records. Okay. You might want to delete that from the podcast. Sorry, Deborah. Check her out, though. I'm sure you can do Google search, find Deborah Crooks. She did a concert a few years back here in Asheville. I'm just going to read this because it happens to be 1 year to date that I actually saw her. And it happened to be a time where I was laid off, and I was thinking, what am I going to do? And so I showed up at Great Eagle because there's nothing better to do when you're unemployed. So this is what this is how it goes. It was a cold November night when I entered the Grey Eagle as Deborah Cook performed her songs for a benefit concert. After taking some photos of her for a local magazine, I found a corner opposite the bar where I could see half the stage, the half that she was on. I opened my notebook and listened to Deborah finish her songs, her original songs. She introduced her last and final song, celebrating the fact that she was a lapsed Catholic, Hindu, Buddhist, and whatnot. Her confession received modest applause from a growing crowd. Deborah closed her eyes and said a prayer for the world. One of the lines in her song caught my attention. She said, "Walked alone with all my doubts. I thought about how heavy doubt can be, the weight of not knowing or not wanting to know or questioning what you already know." Deborah Crooks finished her prayer for the world, and then the next act began to set up their musical instruments on stage. Many people joined the small gathering in the music hall as the others bought drinks at the bar. Over the house speaker, I could hear a bluegrass number, and the lyrics went something like this: "Bear me away on your snow-white wings to my immortal home." I noticed Deborah at the bar. She wore a dark brown coat which matched her dark wavy hair and deep brown eyes. Slowly she made her way back to the green room offstage to retrieve her guitar and then, in a meditative way, walked back to the music hall and found a seat. Casually, I invited her back to my table and asked her to tell me about her last song. It was quite a history, she told me. It included the death of her father, a World War II vet, and witnessing the World Trade Center's collapse. In exploring her roots, Deborah discovered a parallel path between her father's liberation efforts in World War II and her own personal liberation through yoga. "Writing and singing is where I find my direction," she told me, as she discussed finding faith through the conflicting messages of being in New York City for a yoga event and witnessing on that same day the tragedy of 9/11. Like many fathers and daughters, there were struggles between her and her father, and she sought to reconcile that before his death. Without going into personal detail, she summarized, "The same thing that get between people get between countries." The next musical act had assembled on stage and began to belt out their first song, House of Cards. We realized that our discussion about liberation would have to be continued later. She quickly concluded by saying, "We're all looking for something, a haven, a home." Continuing that theme about what is home and what is, where do we find place? Another poem from Late Night Writing called "Orbiting the Familiar," written a long time ago as I was eclipsing certain paths of my life. "So casually we orbit the familiar, returning to the common roads of our existence, visiting monuments that line the paths of our lives, the day the Berlin Wall crumbled down to freedom. First thoughts upon viewing Van Gogh's self-portrait. Intimate monoliths of our lives, we're afraid to leave the comfort of the known, venturing into uncharted regions of discovery. A comet, returning to the same patch of sky, we visit those places or people that reestablish our flight."
How y'all doing? Huh. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we got ourselves
into.
Yeah.
Do you do just vocals?
I just want to start off with a poem that's been inspiring me since I was like 12. It's called "Invictus" by Henley. "Out of the dark that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutches of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head lay bloodied but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horrors of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll, for I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul."
give it up for the Irie Knights one more time. We're going to jump up a few slots and welcome Lady Lane to the microphone. Let's give it up.
Right now I'm just going to sing a song, but later I'll do some poetry because I feel more comfortable singing right now. But this is a song that I just, it's a full song, but I'm just going to sing my verse from it. Okay. Can't hit rock bottom because it's an endless abyss. Can't stop myself from falling. It's a bottomless pit. Took me so long to get this way. How long will it take for me to rearrange? When I look up at the sky, I don't never see no sun. When I'm thinking about my life, shit seems over and done. What's the point if you're so miserable? What's the point if you feel so terrible? Why open your eyes if you can't get out of bed? Why open your mind if you're trapped inside your head? The pain consumes you, buries you, rots you, and exhumes you. You're confused, you don't know what to do, you. H-E-L-P-L-E-S-S. Won't somebody get me out of this mess? Won't somebody end this walking death? I'm a-needing CPR because this is my dying breath. Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear it for Lady Lane one more time. All right, let's welcome Kevin to the microphone.
Well, I'm going to share a little poem. I mean, it's like Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, holidays just is a depressing time, and I'm pretty sure it's depressed time for everybody, so, well, for a bunch of people, but, you know, and I didn't bring my poem book with me, it's at the house. So I just copied down what I could remember from this one poem, and it's called Make It Through. I will make it through the hard times. It's hard to do so, but I won't go out in the world to commit any crimes. I believe there's a God and a hero that will save me from all this hell and in the world. But I will be strong and pull through and try not to fail. Even though my life is not the happiest life, I will make it through and survive, and one day something good will happen in my life, because life is worth living, even though I get depressed on Christmas and Thanksgiving. That's it.
That's all right. I get kind of depressed on Christmas and Thanksgiving, too.
Y'all welcome Adam to the stage.
By the way, we are Gaia Resurrect. Yeah. Yeah, we blew it up a couple weekends ago at Raise It Up, and thank all y'all for coming out. It was there. It was the bomb. We do have CDs for sale, and we do have a website. And we are changing the world. And we are having a collaboration with the Irie Knights in January. All right, I wrote this poem on an airplane on the way to California. It was right around the time that No Child Left Behind came out, and I guess back then I was more into politics than I am now, because now I don't follow it at all.
And you're much happier.
But this is what this poem's about. It's about kids. And also, some of the inspiration came from working with the Poetics, Inc. program. I want to big up Graham Hackett for running that program. We go into, they go into the Swannanoa detention facility and offer opportunities for kids to express themselves through hip-hop and poetry and breakdancing. And I've taught there a few times, and the kids there gave me a lot of inspiration for this piece and also some shit that went down in my own middle school. All right. Leaving the nest again, a beginning suggests an end. Leaving the best of friends behind, whatever I find, I won't stop, I won't rest my pen. I will go forth offering my tears as holy communion. Enough blood spilled on Babylon's battlefield, I will build from the rubble and ruins. One planet, fair advantage, only bare hands can dismantle illusions that keep us from growing up, knowing it's one love, one future, one family reunion. How we gonna get over the hump and get pumped with ambition when we hung up on differences, disregarding resemblance? It's hard to assemble us when we're taught these divisions, caught up and conditioned to reject, disrespect, burning unfamiliar traditions. Stop the competition and start learning to build on some simple addition, and you'd be blind to deny that it starts with the children. Their eyes are losing their light too fast. Think of how they shrink and the shadows we cast. I said their eyes are losing their light too fast. Think of how they shrink and the shadows we cast. As a neglectful society, step away from nature when death's a crave variety. With passive patience, we wait for our own lives to start while imagination goes to waste and the cost of lost curiosity rises. It breaks my heart like the scream rising up in my throat from being 17 and too young to vote against the party that started that retarded campaign created on a blatantly racist and classist basis. Save face with a hypocritical claim, not to say that we the people ain't to blame. We soon to be putting our own communities in chains. We too cool to run and play, but we want to run games like players, comparing what we're carrying with a weight on our neighbors, measuring up to brethren and judging our cousins. Even got the youngins on a something on the schoolyard bugging. Do we even gotta wonder why they play so hard? Come in from the playground with too many scars, found face down trying to prove he was hard. We say an ounce of prevention while they be bouncing the cure. Send them to detention and they'll come back pure. Yeah, in school suspension will replenish, I'm sure. I ask why a middle schooler looks so broke-hearted. She says sexual harassment in a flowing coke market. Goes from cutting class to cutting glass and thinks nobody sees it till a counselor found her, says, we know you got a secret. Next thing she know, 5-0 drug raid, and name gets dropped, her bro gets popped, and someone gets paid. Never thought it amount to more than a game. She looks out from the fence and pents up shame of chain link fence, hence she'll never look at bent monkey bars the same. A kid goes from monkey business to making money business without hesitation. We gotta help him out of his desperate situation. Lack of guidance feeds the silence, breeding violence beneath the surface. The institution insists it's his fault he can't focus. The cops say, stay out of trouble, kids, stay out of jail. Knowing full well what his homies gotta sell to pay his bail. The cops say, stay out of trouble, kids, stay out of jail. Knowing full well what his homies gotta sell to pay his bail. We as a people gotta curb this corruption and stop treating the symptoms. Search for redemption in this joke of a system. Our kids shouldn't have to hold up liquor shops the minute they drop out because they feel they gotta steal their education. Enslaved by the school system, they bitter and spit for liberation. A real education is laced with inspiration. So let's be real women and men and fill in the hollows. Stand up and give them examples to follow. They don't need sympathy, boring complexes and sentiments. I'm talking simply restoring a context for innocence. Ain't no Darwin's theory of natural selection. The Most High Garden was started for supernatural protection. And it's still growing, flowing into my core and renewing me. Restoring my immunity so I can fight for my community. Defiantly, fluently, unceasingly, increasingly fearless in the face of the lunacy that threatens to ruin me. Stop it from looming over me, blocking the moon that's known to me and my pack as a worldwide road map back to the soul. Eyes aglow with dreams that reflect in the moonbeams to soothe the toll of a life full of fighting and fiending. I see more kids pure as potted orchids as toward the light that they lean in. Privileged or slim picking, proper or poverty stricken, from hood rats to skinheads, skin red, white, brown, or black. If I could, I would put the weight of the world's children on my back and carry them home, careful not to step on any cracks. Cause their eyes are losing their light too fast. Think of how they shrink and the shadows we cast. As a neglectful society. Step away from nature and dance to crave variety.
Goes out to a very special, specific person. He is not here. Good thing. I'm going through some weird shit right now with my ex-boyfriend, and this isn't about him, it's about a different ex-boyfriend, but it's kind of in the same family of nostalgic breakup poems. It's probably the favorite one I've ever written. I don't need you to tell me what I should or shouldn't do. I ain't doing shit to be good enough for you. Cause love is not a pit for me to fall into. I follow through with my resolutions. I can't come up with my own solutions. Thank you very much. Your touch is not worth it to me. Your rules are not working for me. You know you don't work it for me like you used to. I just can't get used to you using me. Usually I see through the illusion of infatuation, mistake. Mistaken for love. This is a story of infatuation, mistaken for love. I said infatuation, mistaken for love. Craning my neck to remain connected to what just happened. Straining to stay sane, refrain from hectic flipping and snapping. I gotta regain control of the situation. I will carry no more cold conversations with you. My goal to complete my own equation went through. After all, I got me into this mess. This breathtaking caress, forbidden at best, totally off limits and hidden, suggests it's a lost cause. Press pause. A tree felled my breath held on the edge of my seat, wondering would my heart still beat if I stopped writing. Excitingly frightening, honeysuckle and heat lightning. Alive, driving full speed through a dream. Asleep at the wheel and feeling the steam rising from my tea will keep my thighs warm. I keep my eyes on the horizon from here to Zion and guide me right on. If I sing the right songs, I'll bring the light on. Arrive at the sight of dawn and the brightness will blind you. And if you ride along, I will be right beside you. I'll be writing a song for you. Look at the longer view. What will we take with us when we part ways? It could be in 5 seconds or a couple of days. How long would you let a good thing last? Till the sweet hot end of the summer, perhaps. Don't let my head go under and relive in my past. Can do its own thing. I don't want to go back to driving with my brights on. Like, look how bright my light shines. Couldn't think of a song to sing. Scared of saying the wrong thing. You keep me guessing and deflecting my questions. I just want to know because I'm curious, yo. You got me feeling delirious on a serious note. Straining to see 5 feet in front of my face. It can't escape it. Place it just out of reach. I search and beseech just a sign or a glimpse. Beyond the line of defense, I'll be climbing your fence. Electric, invisible, or rusty barbed wire. Trust me, it's busted. This card has expired. But I'm hard to tire and hard to scare away. Ain't no walking through fire. I just want to play. But on this side of the tracks, it might be too risky. I wonder when I'm gone, will you look back and miss me? Wash my face and walk down the stairs, feeling unsafe, unsure, a little scared. Fast losing faith, pulse racing, what am I chasing if the love is still there? Don't let it show and handle with care. So hard to let go like you're precious and rare. I trade it all in to have you back as a friend. I make my own heart break, I do whatever it takes. See, I never gave up on you, I should have gave up on you. So crazy in love with you. Gave too much energy with treacherous tendencies to go racing through stop signs, taking what's not mine, never was, and never will be. And though the truth hurts, I know it won't kill me. You were God's, then yours, then mine, and now hers. Behind closed doors, you never heard my words. Even if you're not really listening now, you might be blocking it out or remembering how. You think I'm full of shit, tripping crazy, little girl. Bust up into your world to complicate your life and stand in your way. You say you're looking for a wife. I'm not your type anyway. My hair's not right. Well, I guess I was just there looking fair, all right, in the lack of light. Good enough to drag into bed with my hands on your head and your arms around my chest. Palms pressed on palms and calm and so blessed. Writer reciting psalms until the whole mess just melts away. And it seems I can finally say you finally love me the way I can finally say this is what I've been fighting for. But I give and you take, how I hate to see. By the time morning breaks, I forget it's all make-believe. Fantasy fake and still I'm waiting there faithfully. Last night so nice, I think I might last. Hopes to the sky like the price of gas. But I forget, but by the time we meet eyes again, wait, but each time I'm surprised again by the respect you can't show me. By the time we meet eyes again, you don't even know me. You Got me missing my ride, always caught up in thought, wishing my insides weren't tied up in knots, choking back pride and then floating outside, trying to find my stride again. Not trying to be followed, trying to fill my own hollows, enough truths to swallow. For now, one head is better than two. Recalling how it seems rivers and streams and even these dark city streets know how to treat me better than you. Throw me that glance, the slants, the cants, and don't let us discredit my rants. The guilt and muffled secrets, the tilts and subtle shifts that rip wrists between us and make my gifts meaningless. But it's these gifts that redeem us on the principle that singing hymns at the top of my lungs makes me invincible. At night, exposed, enclosed in this sort of dream since I was just short of 14. I know these streets like I know the inside of my eyelids, but I know myself only as long as a street light doesn't find me highlighted and my misguided map of the past grows ghastly one-sided. Knocked off my path of finding my purpose and patiently waiting, wondering why ancient scars had to resurface. Start hurting, so thirsty it hurts me, and suddenly certain you're shutting the curtains, shattering patterns and shadowy omens. I will build no more monuments to these loaded moments. Careless words fail me once more. You trying to nail me down to the floor with your judgments? Fuck it, at least I got some good poems out of it. Gotta bleed to birth it. Fuck that, it's not worth it. I got what I need, I don't gotta reach or research it. I'd burn every last one of my verses to be rid of these curses. I'd become illiterate to obliterate the hate inside of me. Free flowing, knowing all I need is inside of me. To be here, all I need to be, I'm free again, finally. I'd become illiterate to obliterate the hate inside of me. Free flowing, knowing all I need is inside of me. To be here where I need to be, I'm free again, finally. You got me, it's true. I'm fueled by letdowns and inspired by heartbreak. But I don't love being angry. I'm up here for art's sake. I remind myself some of my dopest, most revealing poems were conceived out of feeling broken. With deepest belief, I find myself steeped in relief, healing while being broken. I can't hold it back. I want that whole thing back. I want my soul back. I want my heart back. I want it all back. We can start back at once upon a time. I was out of my mind singing, he's the only thing I need. Thinking he's the only one for me. No, I want it all back. Want my heart back. Want my soul back. I can't hold back no more.
We have a website. It is www.myspace.com/GaiaResurrect. That's G-A-I-A Resurrect. Yeah. I don't spell too good.
I was reading outdated information. Carlos just told me we're up to over 8,000
subscribers.
8,000 people are listening to you guys perform and share yourselves. So make sure you're plugging and promoting yourself. And also make sure that, you know, you want 8,000 people to hear everything you say into this microphone. James and I had that conversation last week. We're like, I wonder if people are really grasping what's going on here, you know. We're going to give a warm welcome to Jamie to the microphone. Welcome him on up here. Let's give it up for Jamie.
Thank you all. There have been a lot of beautiful notes played and sung tonight, and a lot of beautiful words sung and played tonight and spoken. And so I feel this is a really good crowd for poetry. Normally I try to play an instrument, but not today. So I got two quick ones for you. The first one I'll preface a little bit. I was in a biology class, and we're studying the brain. You know, we're studying synapses and dendrites and neurons and all that stuff. And I'm taking notes, and so here's what I wrote. I find myself sitting, sifting through illusions and delusions, perversions of the truth, caught in that space where meaning becomes exponentially loose as it slips and falls and drops down, 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 shattering onto the floors of arcane paradigms, but transforming into social guidelines, hopefully mixing with the soils of profundity. May a solution come to be while listening to sound-soluble realities, echoing images cleaved of clay, birthed into existence yet still dissolving moment within moment. Here is where we'll meet with essence for lessons about drinking primordial tea while waiting for the ferment to become a little more permanent, and then we'll walk across the waters of the darkness, in the darkness of an eternal night. Seeking the illuminated light, I realized all things are one. I'm alone. And then, like a dendrite, I light up bright when chemicals cross my synaptic gaps. Blissed out, I begin to laugh, tintillated on serotonin, dropping into a state of meditative yogic coma where God's information is constantly downloading. And when I'm here, I'm home, listening to the tone of Om rippling through my body of dust. My neurons combust, and then suddenly something inside of me opens wide, and I can see as if I've discovered my own autonomy. And after a moment of reflection and further inspection, I realize my relative freedoms. I see how I feed them and mistreat them, and yet I am grateful for this mental state, so I find myself ready again to begin again, moving forth with a positive force from the center of calm, reverberating love's song.
Neuroscience, actually.
This next one, I was actually walking to an open mic, and this just came through me. I call it a meditation. Sitting with silence inside of me, echoing inward and outward the divine cacophony, listening to sublime prose and poetry, no words spoken though all is heard clearly. Sound resounds throughout the cosmos. It's the tone that only God knows, and through all of existence this melody flows, harmonizing with the cosmic octaves. The Big Bang explodes, manifesting all the infinite forms of life. The outer expansion slows, inner contractions begin to give birth to beings who glow. Death is something the divine vibrations will never know. As the beats trickle from the greater mind, flowing into mind, keeping with the time is possibly the way to find this simple bliss, the kiss of the divine. As love rises up my spine, opening wide my third eye, full realization that I am tied to the wavelength of the sun, moon, inner and outer space, a relative to the face before the face, listening to the treble and the bass of our solar system, our brothers and sisters. Never should we diss them, instead offering up our blessings in exchange for their transgressions. This is our soul's mission. Thank you.
Give it up for Jamie O'Hester.
No worries except the air. It's almost unbreathable, it's almost not even there. We don't have no worries as long as we can learn to breathe. Seasons were in a hurry, they would never change. Today my mind went a different direction than my body. So many are comfortable, worn shoes, glazed eyes, candied finger, perfect lies, unrelentless will to succeed. They're opportunity takers, clear water spring locators. The clock just struck 3 in the afternoon, and I'm sitting on the street like a leaf falling from a city tree. dressed in the fabric of this day in the way that a seed wears its soil when it grows from the ground. We're all searching for something. Smoke and light and food and sound. Thank you. Thank you very much. Get on the mailing list for the Yellow Door Media Arts Center. We're going to be having some more events there, and also we'll have a few events here at the Courtyard Gallery. So if you get on the mailing list, we'll let you know. And keep coming to open mic, too. Love to have everyone here. Thank you, Jared.
Brooke is my new friend. I've never met Brooke before, so I'm looking forward to hearing what she's got for us. So let's give a warm welcome to Brooke to the microphone.
So I haven't done an open mic in quite a long time, although I have been on a mic recently. So this is something I wrote about a year and a half ago that does not have a title, but it goes like this. I sit back to find ways to stimulate the mind while words are intertwined. I'm in a different state of mind, a whole different space and time. Found a way to make it mine. Thoughts are then turned to rhyme. On the ladder that I climb, beats and lyrics come divine. See life with my open eyes. Pain, it comes with no surprise. Love the art of any kind, not the type to wait in line. Found out I don't have the time listening to people whine. Listening to people whine. Found out I don't have the time listening to people whine. See life with my open eyes, pain and cons with no surprise. I can't think of it, sorry. It's been a long time, like I said, since I even spit that. So the ending goes. Outside of my mind, people dressed in all disguise understand that beauty lies deep inside of all divine, but understand that beauty dies and all that's left is what's inside. I'm also going to spit the first track that I ever recorded with Miss Lady Lane recently. And it has very powerful meaning, and knowing that you're right. So know that you're right in what you do. It's like, there's no excuses left to give. This is my heart and I've got to live. I put my heart in every single line that I write. So put your fist up and you can feel the fight. Be energetic tonight. And every decision that I made, it had to be right. Because it led me standing right here in front of this mic. And it led me down a different path, a different type of nature. And that's why you feel me to your ears from the paper. And every lesson that I have learned along the way, it helped me to be exactly who I am to this day. And when I look back, yo, I wouldn't change a thing. And you can always feel it when Miss Lady Lane sings. She pulls your heartstrings, makes me think about my past, my decisions are correct, and I will never look back. It's just a part of our life that we can never get back, and that's another lesson learned, and that's that. Woo! And I'm going to do the track that we recorded last night, or the verse from that, because it's in my head like that. I'm trying to remember. It's like, let me think about it for 1 second. Sorry. I just see this as my place. Never gonna turn back, never gonna turn face. Seen me in my worst pace, seen me on my worst days. But I still come back out of that mess. Understand that I still come correct. Hold it down and I still hold my set. Understand that we all gain respect. When I do this, man, on my check. What we do, man, we all get respect. And every day that I do this, I step. But I hold it down, man, with this tech. What we do, man, we all get this check. But we all got that pay spec. Come back out of the back. I'm losing it. Pick me up.
Hate to sit back, hold their chest.
Hate to sit back, hold their chest. They don't understand yet, man, they too young. Never really know what we have done. Do it all for the revolution. What we gotta do now, boss it, son.
Make the right choices and I won.
Make the right choices and I run. So I sit back and I see my life. Different situation, different strife. See the different people, it's different light. But I hold my light so I know I'm right. So thank you for, I haven't been on an open mic in quite a long time, so thank you.
Let's give it up for Brooke one more time.
All right. Isla asked if she could come up and do one last one for us. You want to come up and do your last one? Let's welcome Isla back to the microphone.
Y'all ready to go to church? Y'all ready?
You go to church? Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, come for to carry me home, carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, chariot, coming for to carry me home, carry me home. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Oh, won't you rock me low, slow and easy. I got a home on the other side. I want to big up my church that I went to when I lived in Oakland, the East Oakland Church, where all the preachers were like 80-year-old black women, and they just told it like it is. And I learned this song at my church, and it's just, oh, I sing it every day when I wake up. So I need y'all to clap for me, and I need you to sing with me, too. Y'all got me? You got my back?
Yep.
So it goes, woke up this morning with my mind steady on the spirit. Woke up this morning with my mind steady on the spirit. Woke up this morning with my mind steady on the spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Walking and talking with my mind, don't you know that I'm steady on the spirit. Walking and talking with my mind steady on the spirit. Walking and talking with my mind steady on the spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can't hate nobody cause my mind, don't you know that I'm steady on the spirit. Can't hate nobody cause my mind is steady on the spirit. I can't hate nobody cause my mind is steady on the spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, all right, all right, for real now. For real. Thank you. That's cool.
We just wanna be inspired.
Come on now.
We just want some inspiration. 'Cause life is better when there is less repetition. Everybody needs a mission. There's a poet in the soul of each musician, and a prophet on the words of each tradition. Books speak of visions that be like wisdom. Peter was the poet of the prophets, Christian. So when you speak those words and when you see those visions, remember you're the youngest in a mystic lineage. Come on. We just wanna be inspired. We just want some inspiration, 'cause life is
better
when there's
less
repetition. Everybody needs a mission.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give it up one more time for Ilam and Nina. Set? All right, let's welcome IT to the microphone.
another member, but we can't find him.
Yeah.
But, oh, you can check us out on the internet at www.myspace.com/intilapathy.com, and then from there you can find me, Lady Lane. And if you just go on Gaia Represents, you can find IT too. That, oh, represent, resurrect, the same thing. Okay. I know. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. I know we're gonna make it, even if it seems like struggling ain't working, running in a dream. Why? The odds are stacked against us, just the reason we try to find an answer here before we die.
I know we're gonna make it, even if it seems like struggling ain't working, running in a dream. Why? The odds are stacked against us, just the reason we try to find an answer here before we die. We try to be enlightened while hiking throughout the galaxy, giving what we got for a family like a dowry. Life's made of sweet and sour, see the weak and working powerfully. We're hustling and the fussing, but most of it's not on hourly. Cats be acting cowardly, no, I'm not and dangerous, and one to try to tangle till they hear how deep the pain it is. Always speaking English, acknowledging that this is I speak in different languages until the world is pissed at me. Misdemeanor, crime, incarcerated from the start. Let you destroy and rebuild before I tear it back apart. When you're smoother than satin, man, it's hard to stay sharp. It's like oral coronary, cause I talk from the heart. And it's cardiac arrest when I cease to speak. But the rhymes write themselves when I release the beat. Need some food for energy, then you can feast on heat. While I try to find the answer or at least some peace. I know we're gonna make it, even if it seems like struggling. And they work and running in a dream. Why? The odds are stacked against us, just the reason we try to find an answer here before we die. I know we're gonna make it, even if it seems like struggling and working, running in a dream. Why? The odds are stacked against us, just the reason we try to find an answer here before we die. I was created by penis up in the hole. The egg that became my body, the semen that is my soul. People said I was strange, my fetus was kinda cold. Till they brought me back to life without seeing the Holy Ghost. Here's something special for peons who need it most. The net that can hold a catch you will lean on before the post. Protected by the angels and demons I've come to loathe. I stand between the thugs and the heat is about to blow. I'm spreading thug, but even I need more hope. Mama said I'm on drugs, my demeanor's kinda dope. It's easier to fight than flee from between the ropes. It's harder for me to fail, defeat is impossible. Might not be in the matrix, but evil is in the code. They want me to smoke the reefer to keep me in my abode. The mango that's on your blade, the tree that's up in the grove. My fruit is for the enrichment of heathens across the globe. I know we're gonna make it, even if it seems like struggling ain't working, running in a dream. Why? The odds are stacked against us, just the reason we try to find an answer here before we die. I know we're gonna make it, even if it seems like struggling ain't working, running in a dream. Why? The odds are stacked against us, just the reason we try to find an answer here before we die. Shit is falling like a sheet of rain. I see the pain, kids are crying in the street of Gaines. We need some change, hungry mother and the dad's in jail. Can't pay the bail cause the baby needs some diapers and the slice of living hell. It can't forever just be the same. Let's rearrange, and if it's not ourselves, then who are we to blame? We need to get up, stand up, and fight like Bob and make everything work because this life's a job. It's like the mob. Cause we're all akin, we let our hope and our pride and our blood run thin. That's why I look to the sky for the love within, to get judged by my heart and not the color of skin. Shit is racial, so the population's inbred, and the only time we love each other's in bed. To the skinheads, panthers, and KKK, somebody tell me why we gotta live this way. I know we're gonna make it, even if it seems like struggling ain't working, running in a dream. Why? The odds are stacked against us, just the reason we try to find an answer here before we die. I know we're gonna make it, even if it seems like struggling ain't working, running in a dream. Why? The odds are stacked against us, just the reason we try to find an answer here before we die.
Once bitten, twice shy, it seems like we've been bitten a thousand times. Outrage, outcry, natural reaction to the lies and alibis. Can't turn your head or close your eyes.
I know we're gonna gonna make it even if it seems like struggling and working, running in a dream. Why the odds are stacked against us, just the reason we try to find an answer here before we die. I know we're gonna make it even if it seems like struggling and working, running in a dream. Why the odds are stacked against us, just the reason we try to find an answer here before we die. Thank you, guys.
IT. What does IT stand for?
Incredible tits.
There is that. All right, we're going to welcome Yahweh to the microphone. Let's give it up for Yahweh.
From the bottom to the top, where we coming from the bottom, from the bottom, from the bottom to the top, where we coming from the bottom, from the bottom. Picture this mission that I'm on. Word is bond. I can deliver songs any way you want. Oh, yes, I'm gone. Far away from the earth right now, but I stand in front of two mics, getting you too hype for what I see in my sight. Oh, tonight is looking real lovely. Forget about the money. Forget about the ozone. It's so gone. They so wrong. Show them home quickly, simply. Cause I can simplify, dropping this real ooh to your ear. Don't ask why. Why cry? Why they wanna disgrace the race? Why they wanna be on the paper chase every day, working for Satan's demons, devils, all up on another level. Lower them, coming from the bottom to the top. Yeah. Shit, hovering like a UFO as I go through my brain and let you know what it is. Man, they ain't never been to the crib and heard the music. Great music coming to give it to you real soon. Feel the moon and the sun as it make the world boom. I'm finna bring this real shh, and I gotta do it soon. Better get ready for the time, better get ready for my rhyme, better get ready in your mind, ready, ready in your spine. Tapped in just like acid, got. Grab them from the streets if you get them on a mission. Motherfuckers ain't seeing what I'm seeing on the ooh, ever being. I'm not human, but I'm doing what I'm doing and I'm doing it. Screw them. If they don't want to join, join along, join it. Oh, what I'm about to do now. Giving it to you too fast, been working all day. Yeah, I'm working for that payday. Yeah, shit gonna be straight. I'ma travel, kick up gravel, space dust, all that, and you gonna face us. What? Yeah, from the bottom to the top, where we coming from? From the bottom to the top, where we coming from? Yeah. From the bottom to the top, where we come. There's some new shit I've been working on too. This shit, like, no more questions. No more questions, please. Do not question me. In my authority, as I proceed to rule this earth with the majority's chosen. Don't question me. Shit, no more questions, please. Hey. And I fucked up, but fuck it, what's up? We are, we stars in the sky, see Mars. If you can, if you see the man with the badges, fuck.
That's a wrap.
Okay, that's what's up for tonight on this Thursday. Next Thursday's gonna be real off the chain.
Morning. I wake up and I am alone, and I just feel like staying.
Thank you guys so much. I think we're ready to close it out. But that was just an experiment in musicology.
Give it up, y'all, for Ashley.
Thank you, Flint.
Ashley?
I know, it's really weird. Everyone's calling me Ashley lately.
All right, let's give it up for Ashley Devine. Mr. Flint Blade. Flintblade.com. Thank you all very much for hanging out so late. This is definitely the best turnout we've had in a while, and we haven't gone right till midnight in a long time either, so that's pretty cool. Let's thank our sponsors, Media Arts Project, Meet the Geeks, and Top Floor Studios, as well as The Rivers Resort. One more time, just for all you folks at the tail end of the podcast out there. First five people to email us at purplecoca@aol.com, that's P-U-R-P-L-E-C-O-C-A @AOL.com, will receive a free rafting trip at the famous New River Gorge in West Virginia, courtesy of Rivers Resort, includes camping, free lunch, and free beer. Can't beat it. So email us, first five of you to email, get that rafting trip. Thank you very much to Carlos and the Courtyard Gallery for having us here on Thursday. Drop a 20 in the tip jar on the table on your way out for me, and I'll see you next Thursday. Thanks for coming.